Can you remain a Christian if you stay away from church on Sunday mornings? I've written a column in the latest issues, etc. journal titled, Why Do You Go to Church? We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Mark Seyfried writes about his journey from being a Baptist seminary professor to becoming a Lutheran seminary professor. It's the free online Issues, etc. journal, issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week, and that means it is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites to play for you. We'll be playing them, and then after you have heard these four soundbites, you need to give us a call with your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and you can vote at our Facebook fan page as well, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's a Luther Rose medallion courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad goes to the listener with the best vote on this Friday, November the 16th, for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Teresa Farnan. Here she is discussing how we underestimate the hostility in the public school classroom.
Say you're a high school student and you go into your high school government class and you stand up and you give your opinion defending marriage as between a man and a woman, what do you think is going to happen? The class is not going to look at you and say, how brave. Your classmates are going to look at you and say, how intolerant. You are so bigoted. You Christians, how can you think like that? And so the child who does that and stands up, and we all know there are some kids who make it through okay, but for the most part, they're told they can't advance that opinion. That opinion itself is oppressive. So I think parents overestimate the ability to which their children are going to change their culture. And I would ask those same parents, are you going to your workplace and are you articulating, you know, a conservative position? I mean, look at the phenomenon of the quote-unquote shy Trump voters. Why did we have the shy Trump voters? Because a lot of people didn't feel comfortable expressing their willingness to vote for someone who is viewed as, you know, even if they were voting for him for the sake of getting a conservative judiciary, it still was an opinion that they didn't dare to articulate. If we don't feel comfortable articulating those opinions as adults, how can we expect our children to go into a radically secular, progressive environment, their public school, and be able to articulate that either without being suppressed by the school or without being pushed into a position of defensive posture before they're ready for that?
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Teresa Farnan, underestimating hostility in the public school. If you'd like to vote for that one, you need to give us a call live this Friday, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. We need to know which one you're voting for and why. That's very important. Tell us who you are also and where you listen. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor David Peterson. Here he is answering the question, is someone who stops going to church de-churched or apostate?
It's not as though my sins and my selfishness or my failures as a pastor are more powerful than God's desire to keep his children. And here's a little secret, apostates. There are other churches. So if you can't get over me, I don't blame you. But, you know, go somewhere else. Go hear God's word. Go receive the sacraments. I don't blame you for not liking me, but you can't just cut yourself off and say, well, I'll teach God a lesson. He sent Peterson here. I'll just go to hell. That'll teach him. You're only hurting yourself. It's ridiculous. So here's the thing. This de-church thing places the blame in the wrong place. There's plenty of blame to go around, to be sure. But we got to tell the truth to apostates. They need the law preached to them. Now, insofar as they've suffered from sinners within the church, of course I'm sorry, and people shouldn't misbehave. And when they do, they need to be held accountable. But the church is a place for sinners, not just sinners who get easily offended, but sinners who also behave badly. So we're not going to remake the church in your image because somebody wasn't nice to you. We aren't going to let you be the only sinner here, and you don't get your way. And we're not going to pretend like you haven't sinned against God and against us by your absence. So this apostate thing is serious. And this de-churched language is not helpful, in my opinion, because it doesn't recognize what's really at stake, the salvation of these people's souls. And when we pretend like it's not their fault, we're selling it short and we're not being honest. Again, there's blame to go around, but we got to tell the truth. We got to preach the law.
That's soundbite number two. Pastor David Peterson is someone who stops going to church, de-churched, or apostate. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, by sending us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Glenn Stanton. He's talking here about feminism's rejection of masculinity.
Well, it's the great irony, and Chesterton said it so well in one of his essays. He said, you know, curiously, feminism is the pursuit of not being feminine in any way. And so, you know, they're opposed to femininity, but they're also opposed to masculinity. And they see it as, I mean, the worst being in the world is a man. The best being in the world is a male individual who is feminized. And I don't mean, you know, in the sense of they like art, they like music, you know, things like that. But it's a man who acts passively. And that's the opposite of manliness. Manliness, masculinity steps up and it does the right thing at the right time in the right way when it needs doing. And women, of course, do that, but men do it in a unique way, and society needs for that to happen. And let me end with this. I mean, that ABC News story, which I linked to in my piece, both the woman reporter and the woman anchor back in New York City, I mean, they're just like absolutely amazed and so appreciative that these men stepped up. And so this whole feminist ideal can only work in a make-believe situation, if you will. But when real life starts to happen, nobody's complaining, why do all the men get to rescue? Why don't they let some of the women rescue as well? I mean, all that just goes out the window, and we recognize and we appreciate and we celebrate masculinity because of what real good men do.
That is soundbite number three, Glenn Stanton, on feminism's rejection of masculinity. Vote for it on this Friday afternoon, November the 16th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's the fourth and final soundbite. You need to get ready to vote, because after we play it, we will take a break and start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and checking our Facebook fan page. It's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf-Miller, on the resurrection in the Old Testament book of Hosea.
And this preaching runs throughout the scripture, that we are set free from the fear of death by the blood of Jesus, by the word of the promise. And so here Hosea says, what are you going to be afraid of? Oh, death, it's a mockery of death and the grave. Oh, death, where's your plagues? Oh, Sheol, where's your sting? The strength of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but praise be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul says, so that the Christian can stand it, even at the open, gaping mouth of death and the grave, and have this same confidence that the Lord, in fact, is the one who will deliver us and bring us to eternal life. This is the verse, Todd, that you and I say when we stand over the grave of the Lord's people who are being buried, and we stand there over the grave and in some ways insult the grave. You can have this body just for a little while, but on the last day, Jesus will stand on the earth, and he will call the name of this saint that we're putting right here, and the dead will come forth, and they will live forever, so that this is just a very temporary arrangement, and it's not even a painful arrangement, Because on the other side of death for the Christian is not condemnation, is not judgment, but is Jesus who welcomes us and blesses us. Really, really stunning and a fantastic high note that Hosea ends his preaching on.
That's soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the resurrection in the Old Testament book of Hosea. Those are the 4 soundbites. Now it's your turn. You give us a call and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter @IssuesETC, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
The cool thing about the love of Jesus that he's inviting you into and to grow into is that it is the strongest force in this world.
Pastor Will Whedon, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Hatred can't crush it. Violence can't end it. I'm telling you, there is nothing that can conquer this love that he wants to plant inside of you.
Making the Case for Godliness by Pastor Will Whedon. We'll send you a recording of almost 20 hours of teachings from both of our Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences for a year-end tax-deductible gift of $300. Learn more and order at IssuesETC.org or call 618-223-8385. An audio DVD or thumb drive of the 2018 Making the Case conferences.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to IssuesETC.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, November the 16th. We've played the 4 soundbites for you. One from Dr. Teresa Farnan, Underestimating Hostility in the Public School. Soundbite number 2, Pastor David Peterson, Is Someone Who Stops Going to Church De-Churched or Apostate? Soundbite number 3, Glenn Stanton on Feminism's Rejection of Masculinity. And soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Resurrection in the Old Testament book of Hosea. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Indianapolis, where Dave is waiting on the line. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon. I'd like to vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Peterson on the Unchurched. I think he really hit the nail on the head with his discussion there of that. I think that, you know, we're a lot of times afraid to hurt people's feelings, or what will we think? What will they think if we are fairly direct about some of these issues? But as he said, souls are at stake. It's a very important thing, and I think we need to be caring, but also truthful with these people. So that's my comment.
Dave, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Let's see what Jan in Clarksville, Tennessee has to say. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I'd also like to vote for Pastor Peterson. His tongue-in-cheek, gutsy truth just gets me every time. We need to hear the law preached in a way that even if it's not a particular law you're breaking, you need to feel nervous. We need to hear law that makes us hurt and not law that makes us shake our heads and say, yeah, you get him, Pastor. So that's my vote for today. Thanks.
All right, Jan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Tennessee. There's another Jan voting in Monticello, Illinois. I vote for soundbite number one, Dr. Teresa Farnan's discussion on hostility in the public schools. For students who state their beliefs in anything that opposes the world's agenda on the LGBT and other political agendas, what the schools are doing is teaching the destruction of free speech. This is so dangerous, and it has already flowed into the college campus and general assemblies of political candidates. This will flow down to our freedom of religion, and the left's agenda will demand that the proclamation of the gospel of Christ be silenced. Jan, thank you for listening in Illinois. Nathan listens in Iowa. Nathan says, excellent selection of sound bites. As always, it speaks well of the producer's skill in scheduling interesting and insightful guests. That's true. My vote goes to Pastor Peterson, soundbite number two. The problem of people slipping out the back door of the church for whatever reason is one that every congregation faces, and usually the blame falls on the church in general or the pastor or some member with whom the absentee had an axe to grind. Rarely do we want to call it what it is, a sin. An ongoing sin being committed by the person who deliberately deprives himself of the means of grace. And if we misdiagnose the problem, we prescribe the wrong cure, and the patient gets worse, not better. As I always say, smartest listeners in radio. Nathan, thank you very much for listening in Iowa. Aaron listens in Florida. He's voting for Glenn Stanton. That would be soundbite number three. It's just another example of our schizophrenic postmodern worldview. Feminists may despise the masculine man, but when it comes to looking for a mate or being defended from a rapist, I'd be willing to bet the pansies just won't do. Aaron, thanks for listening in Florida. Caitlin listens in Englewood, Florida, voting for soundbite number three, Glenn Stanton, on feminism's rejection of masculinity. Caitlin says, now I need to go and listen to the entire episode. I have not liked the direction, focus, or outcome of the feminist movement since I became a member of the working world in the 1980s. Caitlin, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Florida. The winner this week of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is soundbite number two. Pastor David Peterson is someone who stops going to church, de-churched, or apostate.
It's not as though my sins and my selfishness or my failures as a pastor are more powerful than God's desire to keep his children. And here's a little secret, apostates. There are other churches. So if you can't get over me, I don't blame you. But, you know, you go somewhere else. Go hear God's word. Go receive the sacraments. I don't blame you for not liking me, but you can't just cut yourself off and say, well, I'll teach God a lesson. He sent Peterson here. I'll just go to hell. That'll teach him. You're only hurting yourself. It's ridiculous. So here's the thing. This de-church thing places the blame in the wrong place. There's plenty of blame to go around, to be sure. But we got to tell the truth to apostates. They need the law preached to them. Now, insofar as they've suffered from sinners within the church, of course I'm sorry, and people shouldn't misbehave. And when they do, they need to be held accountable. But the church is a place for sinners, not just sinners who get easily offended, but sinners who also behave badly. So we're not going to remake the church in your image because somebody wasn't nice to you. We aren't going to let you be the only sinner here, and you don't get your way. And we're not going to pretend like you haven't sinned against God and against us by your absence. So this apostate thing is serious. And this de-churched language is not helpful, in my opinion, because it doesn't recognize what's really at stake, the salvation of these people's souls. And when we pretend like it's not their fault, we're selling it short and we're not being honest. Again, there's blame to go around, but we got to tell the truth. We got to preach the law.
That's soundbite number two. It's the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes. Pastor David Peterson is someone who stops going to church, de-churched, or apostate. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Caitlin in Florida will send you the LPR bundle package. Send your shirt size and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. The state of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is the theme of the November issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine. Check it out at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness magazine, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective, cph.org/witness. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of Joel. We'll continue our series on the U.S. Constitution, talking with Dr. Russell Dawn about the 16th Amendment, which empowered the federal government to tax our income. And we'll discuss the diversity delusion on college campuses with Heather McDonald. These terms that have arisen, they're all dancing around the truth, aren't they? We talk about the unchurched, the de-churched, the underchurched, things like that, all putting the emphasis on the fact that somehow church is a product that we, or a commodity that we sell to the public, that we have to make the sales pitch for, rather than the only place where sinners, all of us sinners, condemned under the common condemnation of God's law, can find Jesus Christ in our salvation. We should go back to the old language of believers and unbelievers. And it might clear up some of our thinking. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners notice first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.